Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here, especially today, because today is a very special day. It's the 4th of July in America. It's a very unique American holiday, very unique holiday in the world. It just happens to be ours, and we're celebrating our independence today. And we're doing that with our good friend, Kenneth Davis. Ken is our first guest today, and he's a longtime historian, one of the resident historians in our Brain Trust. He's the author of the whole Don't Know Much About series of books, including Don't Know Much About History, and I think his newest one is Don't Know Much About the American Presidents. He's our good friend, Ken Davis. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim, and as Abraham Lincoln said, fellow citizens, we cannot escape history.
There you go.
So here we are, and good morning, and happy 4th of July, and it is a happy day. I was actually standing down at Battery Park yesterday afternoon. The Statue of Liberty reopened
today. Lower point of Manhattan Island, all the way down the
That's
bottom.
That's right, with gazing out at the Statue of Liberty, which will reopen today, appropriately, after the storm damage from Sandy. So very, very fitting day.
I was there just a month ago with my wife and daughter, and we were boarding a ferry to go circle the island, but not go visit the island from the water. But it's still, after all these years, it's been a long time since I was there. After all of these years, it's still a very emotional thing to be that close to that monument. No question about it.
It is, you know, in so many ways, I think it's the almost in a sense the truest representation of you know, in terms of all our iconic memorials and statues. It is the one that seems to me to be the most appropriate, more than the Liberty Bell or you know, the Washington Monument. You see that that torch, a beacon for millions over the years, and emphasizing this idea of liberty and welcoming people to these shores for over a century now.
And guarding what is no question the gateway to America. And
well, we New Yorkers.
Yeah. you New York snobs. Hey, I want to make one thing clear. I want to correct myself. In the opening segment, folks, I said I included July 4th in the Battle of Gettysburg. Well, obviously, I knew that. When I said it, it was too late to bring it back at that time. But I knew that the Gettysburg battle was over 150 years ago yesterday. But still, it's still appropriate to be bringing that up. And the Gettysburg Address is the Gettysburg battle was a very important day in the history of our country, wasn't it?
Oh, completely, Jim. And yes, July 1st through 3rd, 1863, the turning point of the Civil War. That doesn't mean it was over, of course. It would be another nearly 2 years of dreadful fighting that followed it.
But it could have been over had Lincoln not replaced Hooker with Meade. It could have been over pretty super, a lot quicker. The other way.
There are always the what-ifs of history, and certainly there are lots of turning points on those 3 days where things might have gone very differently, one way or the other. Mm-hmm. If Robert E. Lee's favorite cavalryman, Stuart, had been on the scene, and you know, all of those things factor. But history doesn't work that way. We only know with what actually did happen, and
We do know that Meade, who replaced Hooker in the Northern Army, was not the same general that Lee had been fighting, and again, there's a lot of speculation about what could have happened. But isn't it interesting? Bringing in a little current events, Ken, isn't it interesting that you know, over 70 years, around 70 or so years after our independence, we were still fighting each other over that, and we look across the water across the Atlantic to Egypt, and merely a year after their democratic process happened, the first in their country, they're having another uprising over there, another thing that could devolve into a civil war. It's interesting. Democracy takes time, and it's not pretty, is it? Sometimes
democracy isn't always pretty. It's kind of like what they say about sausage. You know, if you see how it gets made, you don't want to eat it. But I think this is an important idea because here on the 4th of July, we're celebrating undoubtedly one of the great days, not in American history, but world history.
I agree.
Because there's no question that Jefferson's Declaration of Independence, and we can talk about it, it's we call it Jefferson's, but he had some help.
Mm-hmm.
It has inspired liberation movements, revolutions around the world ever since, more than well over 200 years later. So it's really important to remember that we think of this as a unique American holiday, but it really has become a symbol in the world of what those very, very fundamental ideas and radical ideas at the time that governments can only govern with the consent of the governed. I mean, that was, you know, earth-shattering back then, that all men are created equal and that we are endowed, as you know, with the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
No guarantee of happiness, but we can pursue it. And, of course, Jefferson changed that a little bit because the previous phrase had been the pursuit of property.
Right.
And Jefferson
I think Franklin contributed to that, didn't he? Was it?
Franklin did contribute it. Now,
wasn't liberty Franklin's term?
There are a lot of debates over who it was. The use of happiness had even been used, and not in quite the way that Jefferson phrased it.
Right.
So it was an idea that was floating around. As all of these ideas, Jefferson did not come up with this overnight by himself.
Right.
These were ideas that were around from Locke, and then he also borrowed from George Mason, very influential Virginian, who was also at the Congress. So Jefferson was not crafting this in an inspiration.
And probably, ironically, there was probably some influence from the Bill of Rights of 1666 from England common law and the Magna Carta. I mean, go ahead.
We have to remember that that part of this is a very fundamental argument was that Americans were saying we have the same rights as Englishmen,
right,
and they're being denied to us. And that was part of the essential argument, the contention that went into the Declaration of Independence.
Hold on to that thought, Ken Davis. Give us a website, please.
Don'tknowmuch.com. All
Check
one
it.
Word, no apostrophe.
And his books are available wherever books are sold. Don't Know Much About History. And that whole series of books, plus many others, by Kenneth Davis. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.